Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Family has been and will continue to be exposed. We have a special report on this at band.video. I'm going to be taking calls the rest of this hour. What do you think about Twitter now that Elon Musk has put in a World Economic Forum individual as the new CEO? But first, here's a John Bowne report on the Biden crime family.
House Republicans are getting closer to uncovering the full scope of the alleged Biden crime family treason, and the distractions are becoming more obvious. For the record, no one gives two shits about George Santos.
I've been accused, all of us have been, over this particular issue that we're conspiracy theorists. We're not. What we're proving to you today is showing you actual bank records, actual evidence of shell companies and businesses, or more businesses and more Bidens involved than we knew of. You have to issue more subpoenas because every time we turn over a rock, there's more information. There's more possible corruption. There's more possible allegations that need to be investigated.
First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money.
Corruption is a cancer that eats away at a citizen's faith in democracy. And most importantly, it denies the people their dignity.
Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency.
Walker's limited liability company, Robinson Walker LLC, paid Hunter, James, Halley, and others in the Biden network more than $2 million after foreign money hit his account. This included payments to James Biden, who received five wires and over $50,000, who did no discernible work to earn that money.
There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs. I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here. 16 companies created while he was vice president. Now the list is 20, and as we continue our investigation, that list is growing. You have Rosemont Seneca Partners, Rosemont Seneca Advisors, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, RSP Holdings, RSTP2 Alpha, RSTP2 Bravo. You are concealing money from either the IRS or from credit agencies or from other people in general. That's the only reason you set up a structure like this.
Following the House Oversight Committee's press conference, there were crickets from the CIA's news networks, NBC and ABC. To their credit, CBS attempted to put the allegations to bed, attempting to mutate the conspiracy theory psyop. in the face of bank documents and whistleblower testimony into a nothing burger.
What law was broken? You wonder. What has been the White House's response?
All right, the full John Bound report can be found at band.video. Marjorie Taylor Greene is teasing that new information on the Bidens will be coming out this week.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm hosting this hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am going to be doing news coverage for 3 hours on the War Room, all the latest breaking news. But for this hour, I'm going to be taking phone calls. I'd like to specifically get your thoughts on Elon Musk hiring Linda Yaccarino, who is very closely affiliated to the World Economic Forum, and now she's going to be the CEO of Twitter. How does that make you feel? I'll explain why this is important. Again, taking your calls on that. The number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 789-2539. I know a lot of people still want to talk about the border coverage from this weekend, so if you can get through on that too, that's fine. Now, before we do that, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great supplements and products for you there, like Survival Shield X3. A lot of people are learning about the iodine deficiency conspiracy, and this has been done intentionally to you. That's why they put the neurotoxic fluoride in your drinking water, in your tap water. And so really it's a two-part solution, not just the nascent iodine, their Survival Shield X3 nascent iodine that is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also filtering your water. And so we have water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And I love when people respond to this. It's always liberals. It's always lefties. It's like, oh, Jones and InfoWars tell you that there's fluoride in the water, and then they sell you a water filter. Yeah. Wow. Like, oh my gosh. No kidding. Duh. Yeah, we found out there's stuff in the water we don't want to drink, so we like to filter our water. We might think that you would too. But that's like, oh my gosh, they tell you that there's fluoride in the tap water, and then they sell you the filter to get it out. Yeah. We're not the ones that put the fluoride in the water. Like, if we put it in the water, then maybe you'd have a case there. That's not us putting it in there. So, jokes aside, if you don't have a water filter in your home now, what are you waiting for? Why are you, as an InfoWars listener, not filtering your water? And let's not forget about the important iodine, Survival Shield X3. And it's your support there that makes everything we do possible, just like our border coverage this weekend. InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X3, and the water filters. It's perfect to combat the fluoride that they put in your water. You can have the good halogen, iodine, and now start filtering your water. And fund the InfoWar in the process. So, we've got a bunch of callers already lining up on numerous subjects. We'll probably try to stick to the Twitter World Economic Forum CEO situation. Here's why this is important. Twitter is, it's hard to get a gauge as what is the number one most influential, important medium out there for communications or for news, let's say, news and information. Most would probably still believe or think it's the television, and that might still be true, but it is only going to be a short period of time longer before it's definitely not the television. So TV might still be the number one medium for news and information, but it's debatable because of the internet now. And for people that are looking for political news and information, if not browsing the webs, different websites, Twitter is definitely the number one medium. And that's why it's so important to have free speech on Twitter. And so the information that can be seen and shared on Twitter, we hoped, would be information that can change history. And so if you don't have that access, then guess what? If you can't change history or someone can stop you from changing history, then they can change history. Then they can write history. And that's really what this is all about. That's what this entire global government is all about. Them writing history, them making history, them controlling history. Not you. You're not supposed to be able to control history and change history by documenting historical events or sharing the truth about major news stories. And Twitter was one of the last platforms that had the massive audience that was one of the biggest mediums for news and information, where you could still do that thanks to Elon Musk making some changes when he took it over. Now, obviously not perfect, and the World Economic Forum hire as the new CEO, Linda Yaccarino, has a lot of people concerned, including myself. Now, I'm willing to give her a chance and see what happens, but all signs at this point point to not good, point to censorship coming back and World Economic Forum influence on Twitter, which would not be good. Now, from an individual perspective, you got to understand, I'm still not allowed to have my private account back. We've been able to put, people have been able to put some of our videos on Twitter and not get censored, and that's new. But links to our shows are still censored. And obviously, Alex Jones and others still have not gotten their accounts back. But aside from that, it's the ability to post videos that you would not have seen otherwise. It's the ability, like Tucker Carlson, to completely change the narrative on January 6th. It's the videos, like from Subway Riders, that had the alternate views and perspectives when Penny choked out the deranged subway harasser. So this is how you can change history. This is how you can even save people's lives, potentially, when the media tries to destroy them and the left tries to destroy them and lie about them. So if we lose that ability on Twitter, that is a major hit, no doubt. And we just pick up in the free speech war where we left off, where you've got to build your own thing because there's nothing that you're going to have access to if you're trying to tell the truth. So we've got callers on this. Lines are filled now. So let's start with Kyle in Nebraska. Kyle, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Kyle, sorry, a little preoccupied there. I was working and trying to get back on the phone. First off, I just wanted to do a quick plug for Ali French. She is running in this local district here in Nebraska. Legislative District 23.
Yeah, Ali is great. Yep, we love Ali.
Yeah, I just want to give her a quick shout out. And then also, as far as this Elon Musk stuff, I mean, I don't know exactly, I don't have a lot of details on it, but I will say that the projection of everything that's been happening, all this stuff coming out with Biden, as you know, was exactly what they were saying about Trump and his son, all the stuff. So every single thing that they've projected onto Trump has literally been done and proven in the last 2.5-3 years.
There's a video. In fact, let's test the crew here a little bit. It is the ace crew, but I got a tough test from here. See if you guys can find the video from 2020. Joe Biden is in Des Moines, I believe it is. I think it was after the Democrat debates in Des Moines, and I was out there too. That's why I think that's when it was. And it's afterwards, and the media asked him a question, and he says because of Trump's phone call with Ukraine, he's unqualified to speak about some deal. This is not too detailed the stuff I'm giving to the crew. If they can find this one, they're truly the greatest of all time. But here's why I say this, because Joe Biden, speaking to the media, says, oh, Trump shouldn't be talking about this. He's on the phone talking inappropriately to foreign leaders in Ukraine. And it's like, oh, as if Joe Biden hasn't been doing that with Zelensky every day, as if Joe Biden didn't brag about that exact type of phone call in front of the Council on Foreign Relations when he was able to essentially bribe a Ukrainian prosecutor out of a job to protect his son, Hunter Biden, and his job with Burisma. So if we can find that clip, we should almost resurrect that clip and then put it next to Biden at the World Economic Forum and put it next to Biden having all these meetings with Zelensky. So it's like Biden is scolding Trump for exactly what he's doing, but now we have all the proof of it.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000. hearing that drug. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we found the clip. I'm going to play it for you. This is Joe Biden on the campaign trail in Des Moines, Iowa. And it is Peter Ducey asking him about, I don't know, Ducey's question is not in there, but it's Biden responding to whatever Ducey's question is and pointing the finger at him saying, oh, inappropriate phone calls, inappropriate relations. And it's the Ukraine situation, that impeachment hoax. And so now this is even more hilarious in the current context, now that we have all the receipts and video clips, quite frankly, of Joe Biden admitting that everything he's blaming Trump for in this video, he indeed is guilty of. Trump is innocent. Here it is.
Now, here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened? That appears what happened.
As Biden is trying to intimidate the U.S. media with his finger in their face.
Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum.
Yeah, sure you will. So here's what we got to do, and I'll just kind of traffic cop this in live time because we just found this clip. It's going to take a little editing, but you have this clip, and then you have Joe Biden bragging on the Council on Foreign Relations about how he was able to get a prosecutor fired. So let's play this video now. We'll just play it. We can chop this up and make it more powerful. But now here's Biden bragging about what he just accused Trump of doing.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
And then, of course, there's Joe Biden meeting with Zelensky all the time, giving him hundreds of billions of dollars. Everything that they blame Trump of doing, which he didn't do, they are doing right in front of your face and bragging about it. I mean, it's so unreal that you can't even believe it. But there you go. There it is. And now we know more, thanks to Republicans in the House doing oversight and actually getting the receipts of all Biden's foreign dealings, international dealings, and how it's enriched his family to the tunes of millions of dollars. And liberal Democrats, they don't even care. They just eat it up. They just love Joe Biden. They're going to vote for him again. They don't care how much they're lied to. They don't care how much they're deceived. They don't care how big of a criminal the guy they voted into the office is. They just do not care as long as they're sticking their thumb in your eye. As long as they're taking your freedoms. As long as they're indoctrinating your children. As long as they're stealing your money. I mean, gee, you can do a whole dissertation on everything Joe Biden says in that 30 seconds. We steal money from the American people. We dangle it out like a carrot on the stick to foreign countries. And we say, hey, you want this money? It's guaranteed. You just got to do exactly what we say. So, yeah, we're in your country committing crimes. But, hey, here's that money we stole from the U.S. taxpayer. You want it? Yeah, let us keep doing crimes. Joe Biden. Council on Foreign Relations, Biden crime family. So, okay, we got a little off track there. People are calling on the Twitter situation, though. But we got callers all over the board. But let's go to Laura in Chicago on the new Twitter CEO, Linda Yassarino from the World Economic Forum. Laura, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. It's an honor to speak with you. I couldn't believe he did that because I was on Twitter, you know, I was active, and then he started, Twitter started, you know, deplatforming you, Alex, Trump, and so I got off Twitter. Then I heard, oh, Elon bought it. He's going to let these people back on. So I was like, great, free speech, and so I reactivated my account. And now he's doing this with this new CEO. It's like a pipeline from the globalist, you know, Charles Schwab, whatever his name is. And I'm like, what is he doing? Is he just playing both sides? Is this a joke? So I'm going to just deactivate my account because I don't know what's up with him. And it's a pain to go through deactivation. But I just don't trust it anymore. It's like he's messing with everybody. What do you think?
I'm willing to give this lady a chance. Certainly, okay. The World Economic Forum connections are a reason to doubt she's going to maintain the freedom of speech on Twitter that we all would like to see. But I'm willing to give her a chance. I do think okay. Elon Musk has at least maybe not a perfect vision or how we might see it, but he's got a better vision than those who have ran it in the past, those that run the other big tech agencies, big social media companies. But, look, I'm willing to give her a chance. All signs right now are, if I'm a bookie or I'm an odds maker, you know, the odds are, 4-1, 5-1, that she's going to probably bring censorship back to Twitter and probably bring the globalist control back to Twitter. I'd say that's like the 4-1, maybe 5-1 shot. So I'm going to give her a chance.
Can I ask you tell you one more thing that happened with Target? I was in there, and it's all in the kids' clothing section. It's all trans stuff, like a little tiny toddler hat with, I don't know if you know that. But I'm boycotting Target. I mean, they're coming after my kids. And
no,
I don't know if you knew that.
It's so bad. It's so bad. There was a CVS. I think it was Jack Posobiec shared this image. I don't remember if it was his original image. And it was CVS. Apparently, we have the video. I don't want to play the video. But, you know, they have a little toy aisle at CVS. They have a little kids' toy aisle. And then now they put it right next to the sex products. So, you know, your condoms and your lubes and everything else. So they got that right next to that for kids. So, you know, it's good. And then they got a little rainbow thing for them, too. Yeah, you go into Target. We've got a local grocery store chain here that I like. It's a good grocery store chain, and I like to go there. And now they're sponsoring the Drag Queen Sexy Time for Kids events here in Texas. And it's just like... So I can't go shop there anymore. I got to find a new grocery store. And it's too bad. I mean, it's like I got friends that work there. It's a great place. And now it's like, oh, you want to do the trans kids, sexualization, grooming of kids agenda? I can't. No. You're going to have to get a message on that.
And one more thing, okay? I'm an Army veteran. You know, I work at VA. And I feel like I'm a traitor to my nation. And no one in my agency...
What are you down at the border bringing in illegals?
No, but I'm a veteran contract, you know, I contract small business with the VA, you know, so veterans can get health care and users of the schedule. But HHS orders off of our schedule. And I feel like no one in VA contract is talking about this. No one in the government is talking about this. When I said something about COVID, I was immediately shut down 3 years ago. And I tried to save as many people as I could. You know, I got them all religious exemptions because they were going to fire us.
I'm going to talk more about this on the War Room, but let's not forget what they did to us with these vaccines that they now admit don't even work.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Bull Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I'm taking your calls the next two segments, and then I'm going to be doing massive news coverage as I'll be back in studio hosting the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. That's when we're going to have a lot of the breaking news coverage and some kind of closing final coverage of what we did at the border as well with some unseen footage. But we go back to the phone lines, and let's go to J.D. in Indiana. J.D., you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Hey.
So I'm actually calling. I've been banned now for 3 days off of Twitter. Well, I'm actually in, I guess you would call it appeal jail, over Greg Reese and John Bounds videos. They're the latest ones on the border. So I would most definitely believe that censorship is coming back.
Which videos did you share that got you banned?
They were the new ones about the border crossings that they had just released.
That's odd.
So,
that is odd.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's JDX Night. Literally, I am right now. I had to appeal those videos. They said that those videos were violent.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. Here's the problem. I wouldn't take a blanket understanding from you getting censored or banned or whatever. There's still leftists in there, and there's still leftists that can get in and control the flow with the community notes. So, I mean, it's not a perfect enterprise. There's definitely still leftists jacked into it, censoring stuff they don't like. So that might not be the new CEO, Linda Yassarino's doing. In fact, I would say it's not. I don't even believe she is the CEO yet. So that's still just the same old problem of leftists in there that hate seeing information and facts that they don't like and censoring you.
Yeah, absolutely, because a lot of those videos, especially that are especially eye-opening, they leave me in appeal jail for quite some time over those. So.
Yeah, so you've just been struck by some other dirty commie out there that hates seeing our videos. And really, if Linda wants to make a positive outcome in her first, you know, let's say month, I don't know when she's supposed to start. I think it's maybe June. She should come in and clean it up. Now, I think community notes overall do probably a good job, but there's no doubt the leftists that are still jacked into the system and try to overwhelm the community notes are still censoring stuff that they just don't like and lying about it. JD, thanks for the call. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Owen. Are you reading me loud and clear?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, I got to agree with you on your point about Twitter, that we can't get too comfortable with it. In the virtual world, for example, a mutual friend of ours on Facebook, Chris Pro, they censored him covering Liberty Broadcast. Twitter censored him tweeting HB 14 being passed through the Texas Senate, which bans child genital mutilation.
Yep.
So they're doing the censorship, like the previous caller just said. And so before we get comfortable with these World Economic Forum people going back to the old Twitter, we got to realize in the real world, you mentioned the term access. Because we're not able to share news, access to certain news points has been missed out on. Last week, the Supreme Court made a ruling. I'd love for you to write this down if you can. AXON, Axon, Enterprise, Incorporated versus FTC. And that decision came down, and the people are now allowed to have access to common law, equity, or statutory jurisdiction. The judges don't get to decide that anymore, which means the court systems will now have remedy against the people. It should clear up a lot of things. So check with Norm Pattis, Robert Barnes, et cetera. But the word on that getting out is like molasses coming off a tree. You know what I'm saying? It is something we should be celebrating as a silver lining that there's some more remedy out there. Are you up for me, Owen, plugging national-assembly.net and letting people know that they can find more about it in our forums? Or, you know, you want to take that idea, hit up Robert Barnes, Axon, Enterprise, Incorporated versus FTC.
And that's the website?
Yeah, national-assembly.net. We have a thread on that in our general forums. And the ruling is Axon Enterprise Incorporated versus FTC. So they will be separate dockets. For common law, equity law, and administrative law, which is statutory. So the problem was the courts used to slam everything together under statutory to make money off the people, you know, because they could fine you, like they used to do in Ferguson, like they're trying to do to you, to Alex with the billion-dollar lawsuits, all that stuff. Well, this gets it back to actually, like a common law situation, it's just to make restitution, to make someone whole. It's not to, you know, go over the top with all the defamation claims and keep milking people for money.
And I don't have full understanding, but that would be one solution to what we've seen now in this lawfare that gets waged against political opposition.
Yes,
where
sir.
they just reach for ludicrous numbers and they don't have to prove anything. Nobody has to prove damages, nobody has to show any bills, you don't have to show any evidence. You just say, oh, this happened, and so I want billions of dollars, and they say, okay. It's like, well, billions of dollars for what? So, yeah, that's good to know, Sean. Thanks for sharing that with us. Let's go to Will in Nevada. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Ellen. Great job you guys are doing at InfoWars. About Twitter, I just want to say that I'm subscribed to over 2,000 different people, and Twitter has taken it upon themselves to feed me nothing but violent imagery day after day, usually black on white crime. I never asked for that. Now they've sprinkled in some trans men images of some pretty lewd.
So you're saying that this is what shows up on your Twitter feed?
Yeah, every day. I'm subscribed to over 2,000 people, and that's the only thing that they show me.
Now, are you aware that there's basically, you can get access to two different news feeds? You get the access to the news feed that's called For You, or you can get access to the news feed that's just the people you're following? You may want to switch that.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I'm not sure of those settings, but that's...
My guess is you're getting the news feed that's for you and not the people you're following, and so... Because of the types of people you follow and what they retweet or what they're following, that's probably why you're getting that stuff. There's no doubt that there's an overwhelming amount of that black-on-white crime that's being fed through Twitter right now, and obviously the trans stuff as well. So, look, we can sit here and talk about why that's going on. I'm not here to have that debate. But if you don't want to see that anymore, you need to change your settings. The crew is showing you right on the screen here. You can go to following or for you. When you go to for you, that opens up the feed to people you don't follow and stuff you might not want to see, stuff you might consider propaganda or stuff you're just sick of being forced into your feed. And if you go to following, you have a little more of a control over, a little more control mechanism over what you're actually seeing. That's only going to be from accounts you're following. So I would give that a try and see if that doesn't solve the problem for you.
Yeah, right on. I'll check that out. I also have ideas for the whole migrant situation, if you want to go there.
Go ahead.
What I would do is I would tell them to stay put, pretty much give them a designated area, tell them to stay there. They'll be provided with rations, food, water rations, and then instructions on how they're going to build their own community, making houses mostly out of sand. I tried to look it up just now, but my internet got cut off, but there's this guy on YouTube who digs these mansions out of the dirt. So shelter is not the problem. The problem is the relationship with governments coming around thinking that they have the right to then shove everyone out of those shelters while not providing shelter themselves.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem. Thanks for the call, Will. Here's the problem, and we all do this. We are too focused on the border as some sort of isolated issue. Obviously, the open border, the illegal immigration pipeline, and everything that comes with it is a problem. But we have to understand this is being done by design. This is being consciously done by design by a group of individuals that are looking to form a corporate world government. That's what this is about. So, yes, we can talk about the border and highlight that as an issue and even look into solutions. But the real solution is getting the globalist influence out of our country. The real solution is getting World Economic Forum interests out of our country. And UNICEF and the UN and the World Health Organization. That's how you stop the illegal immigration pipeline. Those are the ones running.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Segment of your calls, and then Gerald Celente takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room with all the latest breaking news. Let's take a couple more calls, though, before Celente takes over. And let's go to Gene in Georgia, switching it up a little bit, going to the border now. Gene, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sure. Brother Sawyer, God bless you and InfoWars for all the things y'all doing with truth. Besides God's Word, the Bible, I don't know where you can find more truth. But just to let you know what I get, well, first of all, the thing I didn't call about the Twitter thing with Musk, but I mean, to shoot a rocket up into space and bring it back on a platform in the middle of the ocean, you might as well believe man walked on the moon. But besides that, I wanted to talk about the children. Where are the children Alex asked earlier? Where are they going? Where do the children go? And my question to you was basically all the time you spent this past weekend at the border, I didn't notice of all the past videos, I didn't notice many children with anybody. I mean,
no, I pointed that out. I pointed that out in a report that I did, how when we were in McAllen, it was like we saw pregnant women and children all the time. But not in El Paso. It was mostly military-aged men, is what's referred to middle-aged men, young men. It was mostly that. I didn't see too many kids at all. And actually, we got more footage coming as well. I mean, even at the airport, when you were at the airport in McAllen, you'd still see pregnant women, kids everywhere. The situation in El Paso, completely different. Not too many kids. If they were kids, they were up there in ages, even maybe teenagers. We're not talking about infants, toddlers, young children.
So I don't know what's causing that phenomenon. As far as where did the children go? I mean, again, ask Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, we don't have a real media, so he doesn't have to ask and answer questions like that. Sadly, I think we got a taste of what happens to these children, and this is why they buried the story. There was a story about a woman who had to cross state lines. This is probably about a year ago. A woman had to cross state lines to get an abortion. I believe it was for a 14-year-old girl. And then once the information was coming out that there might have been illegal immigrants involved in this potential rape, I mean, it's a 14-year-old girl, so I mean, call it what you want, but it turned out that there might have been some illegal immigrants involved, or maybe this girl was getting sex trafficked, and then all of a sudden the story disappeared, you noticed. So when it was about abortion and abortion access, the mainstream media was all over it. But then when they found out, oh, there might be some illegal immigration story here, they covered it up. So that might give us a hint of where the children go, sadly. Sadly, Gene. Thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Oklahoma. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. I want to thank you for your reports on the border. You did a great job, and I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say we really, really appreciate it. And with Elon Musk, we know he's been a member of the World Economic Forum since at least 2008. He pushed a bunch of transhumanist ideas, and then out of nowhere, we were just supposed to support him because he privately owned a company. And because he privately owned this company, he brought back some people. But obviously, he didn't really care too much about free speech because he didn't bring you guys back, which, you know, you're the main proponents against globalism right now. Anywhere. You look anywhere, you guys are the main fighters against it. And Linda Yaccarino, she was, you know, she was pushing COVID. You watch all these videos about what she says and how she carries herself and all the information she's pushed out. And it gets you really suspicious about her. And then Trump hired her in 2018. Now, with Donald Trump, I don't trust him. I think he's called Klaus Schwab a great man. They've met a couple times. It's just, I don't know. We got to stop putting our faith in the billionaires to save us. And we have to save us. That's the only way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, look, I think Elon Musk is saying and doing a lot of good things. There's just things that he says that are so damaging to the New World Order and the globalists that, I mean, you have to say it's worthy of praise. Now, I'm not saying you have to trust Elon Musk. I'm not even saying he's
Well, he's also been completely silent about this too. Everyone's been critical and they're asking him about it.
No, he hasn't been silent. He's made some statements. He has made some statements.
Well, not directly addressing the World Economic Forum connections, and that's what everyone's complaining about. He says that it's still going to be transparent and free speech, but you guys still aren't on there. And the whole excuse of Sandy Hook is complete bullcrap. Like,
well, look, I don't want to sit here as a binary and say if I'm not allowed back on Twitter, then it's a failed thing. Or if Alex Jones isn't allowed back on Twitter, then it's a failed thing. I'm not going to have that approach because it's fine. It's the way it is. Like you said, we're the source of the toughest levels of resistance to the New World Order. So it's always going to be that way. That's just written in the stars. It's the fact that we can still put videos out and go viral, even if we don't have our accounts, even if we don't have our accounts with millions of followers, that other people can still put our videos out and not get censored. And so that did happen. Now, will that be happening in a year from now at this rate with the new World Economic Forum lady in charge? I don't know. Time will tell. I'm going to wait and see. But obviously, like I said earlier, I look at this, I'd say the odds are we're about 4-1, 5-1, that you're going to start seeing Twitter censorship again before the 2024 presidential election. That I'd say the odds are with that. But I'm going to give her a chance. I'm willing to give her a chance, and so let's find out. Just like I was willing to give Kevin McCarthy a chance. I was not a proponent of his. I was against his nomination for Speaker of the House, but he got it. I said, let's give him a chance. Well, he's had over a couple months now, and he's been a failure. He's batting zero. He does nothing. I don't know what he does other than go on TV maybe once a week or once a month, but he's been a non-factor. So gave him a chance. It was a failure. I'm willing to give her a chance. Time will tell. All right, let's go to Membrane in Toronto. Membrane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. first of all, thanks for all your work at the border. I'm happy to support the InfoWar. My superpower is I do have a memory. I remember Dr. Francis Boyle being on the Alex Jones Show multiple times, and he went through the Henry Kissinger PhD program, and he turned out to be a good guy. So I don't think the Emperor expected it was going to be Darth Vader that threw him down the mine shaft. Two more things. I got to tell you about an X-Files episode, but I remember the lead up to the 2010 Vancouver Olympic Games. 13 northern states border the border, northern border. It was the largest unsecured border in the world. They went piece by piece and locked it down with ground sensors, blimps, balloons. Guys in the booth can look this up. Obama and Stephen Harper had Predator drones flying up and down the river between Detroit and Windsor. I mean, so did you see any Predator drones when you were down there, Owen?
No, I don't think I saw any drones. Well, I did see drones from media filming stuff. We had a drone down there, but no government security drones.
Okay, well, also, I got to tell you about this X-Files episode. It's called SR-819, and the premise of the episode is Assistant Director Skinner gets poisoned with a self-replicating nanotechnology, and the Russian spy Krychek can turn up the electromagnetic signal, and they start to form clots, and Skinner screams out in pain, and then he can turn down the signal, and they don't form clots. But the money shot on this episode, and this what aired decades ago, was when Scully is looking at Skinner's blood, and she's like, Mulder, take a look at this. And he looks at it, and he's like, oh, that's self-replicating nanotechnology. And she's like, Mulder, it can't be. That technology is decades away.
Yeah, I think we've actually used that clip in some special reports we've done. Guys, do you remember this? I feel like I've seen that clip. I feel like I know the exact clip you're talking about.
Okay, well, I've seen you air other clips, not this one from episode, it's called SR-819. And a quick note to the FBI, while everyone's looking at the southern border, I know Gretchen Whitmer's tried to shut down the Line 5 pipeline for years. And when Democrats say they're going to shut down a pipeline, I believe them.
Well, she ran on that.
We're not going to believe the FBI if they say a bunch of white supremacists blew up the Line 5 pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want that to be on record.
Well, we already know that they, thank you for the call. We already know that they run false flags in Michigan and then charge the people that they entrapped with that fake kidnap, the governor plot that the feds were running, and then they entrapped some guys and arrested them and claimed that they were the heroes. And then the one guy that was leading the charge was abused his spouse. He was obviously a sex addict that also abused his spouse. So that's the kind of people they that run these operations, and then they entrap other Americans. So, yeah, if anybody out there is trying to convince you to be an eco-terrorist in Michigan, you're probably getting set up by the feds and the Democrats. But, hey, she just ran on shutting down a pipeline, just like Joe Biden promised that they would shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and then it blew up. But, oh, we don't know who did that. All right, Gerald Celente, hosting now. I'll be taking over hosting the War Room coming up in an hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.